The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore.
Now, what stands between us and what happened in London? Guns. 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 Only guns. Only guns. And this very same gang that wants to flood this country with 50 million, 30 million, 20 million, 11 million, you pick the number. Pick it out of a hat. Illegal aliens, it's all amnesty for every one of them. Also wants to take your guns away. Durbin and the rest of them want to seize your guns. Now, you know, I've been critical of police pensions in the past. You've heard me say it, something has to give, because if some of them are abusing the system, we know that. But you know something? The only thing that stands between us and these animals are the police, the armed police. They're worth every dime of every pension dollar that they get. Yes, they should crack down on the criminals who are rigging the system on their pensions, but I will tell you, the police have to face these animals. They are our wolfhounds. The police are our wolfhounds. And the wolves are roaming the streets of America. Axes, knives, guns, dealing drugs to your children, trying to snatch your child off the street as she walks home from school. It's only the armed police that stand between us and these wolves. Yes, the wolfhounds are worth every penny of their pensions. You saw what happened in England when they disarmed the police, didn't you? It took them 20 minutes to show up after a boy was butchered in the street by two Islamic murderers. Two butchers screaming Allah Akbar, butchering a guy in the street. There were no police. The police didn't come for 20 minutes, and then it was police with guns trained to shoot to kill who showed up and shot the two animals and put them down like the mad dogs they were. And I can guarantee you as I stand here, the very same verminous liberals who banned Michael Savage from entering the United Kingdom will call for an investigation of the police who shot the two animals. And they will say that the police should not have shot the two animals, that the two animals were entitled to a trial, that the two animals were misunderstood, that the two animals were, let us say, oppressed minorities in a too-white England. And if only there were more animals like them, why then perhaps they wouldn't have felt so oppressed and so threatened, and they wouldn't have taken such drastic actions with their knives and their axes. I can guarantee you as I sit here that liberalism is a mental disorder that has destroyed our defense cells. And so that anytime anyone says a word to defend us, we are the defense cells. People like me, we're the white blood cells of America. We are the white blood cells of America. We are trying to warn you. We are trying to save you from this disease. And yet on the other side, you have those who have neutralized us. Remember what's happened to me over the years. Remember, never forget what's happened to me. Many things have happened to me in my career. Just remember this. They've tried to neutralize this white blood cell and all the others who've stood up to these animals and to these crimes and to these criminal elements in our country. They've neutralized us, and yet some of us keep bouncing back. And you should salute that. Instead of hating it, you should thank us. But it comes back to you. You, the listener of this program, the Savage Nation. The cleaver images, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy, the imperiousness of Michelle Obama, the vacations, the clothing, the spitting on the people, the cleavers, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy under Obama, the gangster regime. How are you coping with the spiritual meltdown, the political meltdown of the national system?
Days of old, but there's no England now.
Hey, what? Spot of tea?
Somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore.
That was one of my finest moments. It was from yesterday, but I thought it should be played today because it turns out that just as in this country with the Boston Marathon massacre by the Muslim, whatever they used, what do they call them, POTS? I forget them, pressure cookers, the Muslim pressure cooker bombers, the Tsarnaev, the brothers Tsarnaev, not the brothers Karamazov, who the CIA and the FBI, and they were all watching them, and they let them do it anyway. Same in England, came out today.
That's right.
They were watching these animals who chopped the butcher, butchered the soldier for 8 years. 8 years they were watching these animals and did nothing because of liberalism. So someone I know who's very successful, young man, said to me, I heard your monologue on what stands between us and what happened in London is guns. And he said, I can't take the pain, he said. He said, your logic is so accurate. Your logic is so straight and so true. Yet the Western leaders are so weak and so twisted, who distort the danger we all face from radical Islam. He said, I don't know if I can take it anymore. So I sent him the following. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise, and it goes on from there. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son, Rudyard Kipling. This poem, I said, kept me going for many, many dark years of my life, and I sent it to him, and I recommend it to anyone who has a child. Read If to them. Give them a copy of If by Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling was a fabulous English poet. He was very popular in Victorian England, and then he fell out of favor because the liberal establishment decided he was a, quote, reactionary. In other words, he was too much of a patriot. He was too much of a patriot. He was too much of a nationalist. And, of course, you know what happened to England as a result of the anti-nationalism and the anti-patriotism. Right now in London, the mayor, the red mayor, is saying don't blame Islam for the attack. Okay. Even though they screamed Allahu Akbar. Boris Johnson, the commie, the red communist, said Islam is not the reason that they attacked. Even though they said Islam is the reason, he said it's not the reason. The murderers said it was the reason, but this moron said it wasn't. It's unbelievable to me. I won't blame Islam. No, I won't blame Islam. I'll blame British policy. I'll blame American policy for the Marathon bombing. Yep, I love the impersonation that Cameron did of Churchill. But they've already given up the ability to defend themselves. Their white blood cells have been neutralized in England. Yep. Oh, yeah, just a small group of lone wolves, extremists. Really? Well, if it's such a minority in the Muslim community, then how come these events keep occurring? Boston, trains in Canada, planes, trains, boats. How is that possible? And by the way, don't blame Hitler for the Holocaust while you're at it. It was just a rogue Nazi. Wasn't the German people. It was just Hitler. He was a rogue German. It's unbelievable to me. That's the mayor of England. Can you believe this? And by the way, Sweden is on fire from the religion of pieces. The practitioners of the religion of pieces in Sweden, which gave them a home, they're burning a town in Sweden to the ground. It's gone on for 4 days now. The tolerant Vikings, well, I should say the tolerant descendants of Vikings, the super-tolerant descendants of Vikings, are no longer able to defend their own country. I don't know, what are they on, Prozac in Sweden? What are they on? Aquavit? What do they drink over there? And here in America, the Boy Scouts have okayed gay youths. Gay youths. But that's not enough for the gay establishment. The Boy Scouts still ban gay adults from serving as troop leaders. Isn't that something? How do you like that? Never would have guessed. You know, sometimes I have a dream. I have an imaginary dream. I look forward in the future, 10 years, 20 years. And I say by some miracle, if by some miracle a Churchillian American arises and saves the country from the pestilence, the virus of liberalism that has infected the body politic and almost destroyed us, if at the last minute an honest, strong man appears and saves us, who can it be? There's a couple of candidates out there. Alan West would be one of my candidates. There are a few others. And there's a revolution in America. And they undo the damage done by the communist corrupt regime that we have now. And we look back when we have a strong America, a clean America, a sane America. And they look back to the year 2000 through 2013, or the years 1990 to 2020, or whatever it is. And you tell them what was going on in this country in those years. You tell them what the perverts of Hollywood were producing as daily fare for the minds of America. You tell them that the most vile pornography ever known to mankind was available in every home in the United States at the click of a button, and the government not only didn't control it, but it promoted it. You tell them that the government attacked churches. You tell them that in this horrible darkness that we're living through in this time, the government worked against the people in favor of the criminals. The government worked against the police in favor of the murderers. The government prosecuted soldiers who did the job of defending America and sheltered the Islamic enemy. If you tell them these things went on, they will say it's impossible. No nation would have tolerated that. But my friends, you're living through those dark age, those dark days, which is why you're on medication, which is why you don't feel right, why you feel agitated. I can guarantee you that your heart knows what's going on, even though your mind denies it. And on that wonderful note, with no questions to ask of you, but endless scandals to discuss, which I probably won't do because there's only so much you want to listen to. And by the way, most normal people are already on vacation. They've already been on vacation since 1975. They've been on vacation since the Vietnam War was over. They've been smoking a doobie every day and saying everything is coming up roses. They love the liberal government. There's sun every day and blue skies and robins on the fences, and there's roses coming up on the fences. For them, there is no darkness. There is no corruption because, after all, there's a Democrat regime in power. And on top of that, there's a black man in the White House and a black man in the Attorney General's office. What could be better? How much more honesty can you ask for? So everything's coming up roses. Marijuana is now legal, so they can be stoned day and night. There's LSD. There's no one to arrest them for taking LSD. There's no crime anymore except the crime of loving America, the crime of loving family, the crime of loving Jesus, the crime of loving the church, the crime of loving God. Those are the only crimes that need to be stamped out to the doobie heads. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Please listen to the following urgent update about your right to keep and bear arms. We won round one in the Senate against Obama and Feinstein's unconstitutional gun legislation. And now, Obama and the liberal gun grabbers have launched a phase two attack. You can help stop this attack by calling toll-free and recording your voice on our newly patented electronic voice petition delivery system. Feinstein and Obama have vowed to introduce new gun control legislation. It will create a national gun registry with the goal of confiscating each and every gun. They will try to sneak in this new legislation when the American people think they have won this fight. We must stand strong together in this critical round two fight. So please call 1-800-309-9901 to electronically send your petition in support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Again, call toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Call 1-800-309-9901 to record your petition. That's toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Again, 1-800-309-9901. Paid for by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Here's the vote. Traffic, San Carlos, northbound 101 Holly Street, stall, second lane from the left. Traffic slow from Marsh Road up to 92. Northbound 101, slow 280, lower deck. Upper deck sold out from the Toll Plaza to San Francisco. Metering lights have been turned on. Eastbound 580, still bumper to bumper out of the Dublin Canyon all the way out to Livermore. Northbound 680 over the Snow Grade, busy as well. Mission Boulevard to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and move into the cloud now. Not only will you stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security, and support 24/7 with 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX. Again, KSFO.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hey, Bill, welcome to Ace. We have Miracle-Gro Potting Mix for just $6.99 after instant savings.
Whoa, that's perfect for my wife's geraniums.
They're yours, aren't they?
Yep.
Swing by Ace this Memorial Day weekend and get Miracle-Gro 2-cubic-foot potting mix with fertilizer for $6.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Limit 2. Ace Rewards members who present their rewards card get savings instantly in-store. Available as mail-in savings for non-Ace Rewards members. Savings available on purchases from May 24th through May 27th at participating stores.
On the next morning show, you're going to help us raise $100,000 for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live till I die.
How long did he live to, Frankie Lane? Govan H.A. in Hollywood, somewhere in a binge. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I think that demarks the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend for me. I think I'm through with regular programming about politics now. Teddy said to me, Dad, knock it off. You need a vacation. I mean, on the air, of course. I'm on today. I'm on tomorrow. There's nowhere to go. Normal people are going away. In fact, normal people are gone already. In fact, most normal people have been on vacation since 1975. Is college out already? I think college has been over, since 1965? There have been no college in America since 1965. They've become basically houses of ill repute and drug dens. But if I were, let's say, in my day, I think I'm going to do nostalgia now because people said they had too much already with this. Just too much with the politics. How much can you? I can't take it. Every minute, I mean, it's like being killed by 1,000 lashes with the Obama administration. They say he's not a Muslim. He's using a tactic, by the way, of ancient Islam, which is kill your enemy with 1,000 lashes. This is 1,000 slashes. Every day, another scandal. You don't know which cut to stop bleeding. Now Eric Holder, it turns out, was behind snooping on the reporter for Fox News. That's impeachable. That's jail time. You can't hide behind the Patriot Act when you do that to a reporter. If that was done in Peru or Paraguay, could you imagine what the libs would be screaming? If that was done to a reporter in Peru, you wouldn't hear the end of it, the New York Times. But because it was done to a Fox News reporter by the Attorney General, jail time. Boom. Instantly. But, okay, so that's why I don't want to do this anymore. So I talked to my dog today on the way. We were driving around, and Teddy said, Dad, lighten up a bit. I want you to, you know, hang around for a while. Don't blow out a vein over this because you're not going to change it. This is a pendulum swing. I believe that Obama represents the swing of the pendulum so far to the left that the pendulum may swing off the clock. But mark my words, knowing history, there will be a swing back. When it will come, don't know. How it will come, don't know. It will come. Yes, it will come. And when that, if I were a cartoonist, the pendulum would swing all the way to where it is to the left. And all of them who are swinging on that pendulum would fall off into the deep blue sea. But if I were a normal person, I was trying to say, which I'm not, I ceased being a normal person the day I started in radio. I'm not sure I was ever normal. In fact, I don't know what normal is. I always feared being a normal path. In fact, I think that normopathy is probably the most dangerous state of mind. Many people seek to be a normal person, which is very dangerous, incidentally. Normopathy can kill you faster than being quite bizarre or a little eccentric, if you want to put it that way. I've never suffered from a normopathy. I was always an odd child. And I remember going back to when I was five in the Bronx. I ran down the streets and screamed, the world is coming to an end. The world is coming. I think it's when they set off the bomb in the hydrogen bomb, I think, the test. It scared the hell out of me. I was a little kid, and I saw the mushroom cloud on the front page of the Daily News, New York Post. And I was, you know, your young men shall dream, your young men shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. I was like a little prophetic kid. So I started screaming, the world is going to come down. And I ran down the street, Longfellow. And they thought I was crazy because normal kids didn't read the news. I was reading the newspaper when I was a kid. So they took me to a doctor, now that I recall it. And I don't remember what kind of doctor he was. It was a very dark, you know, distant time in America. There was not therapy of any kind. That was unheard of. The only people who went into therapy were complete, like, maniacs who threw children off roofs. They went into psychotherapy. Or rich ladies who on Fifth Avenue. No one else had psychotherapy in those days. They took me to some quack somewhere. I don't know where, Manhattan, who had one of those things on his head that you turn down and it has a hole in it. An aperture that he looks through into my eye. I know what he's looking for. What was he going to find inside the glint? What was he going to find looking into the iris of my eye? What was in there? What was he looking for inside my head? What does he think? There were little actors running around inside saying, "This, we'll explain to you who this kid is." I have no idea. I don't know what they charged my poor mother. We didn't have the money. Never cured. On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Looking at the commute, it is a tough one out there for a Thursday before holiday weekend. Northbound 880, bumper to bumper, Dakota Road up to 238, several problems along the way. Northbound 880, slow to San Jose from 280 up towards Montague Expressway. Still busy in the city, northbound 101 from Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. Upper deck slow from the toll plaza into San Francisco. The metering lights have been turned on. East Shore Freeway sluggish from the Maze to Pinole. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For complete plumbing services and repairs done right the first time, go to rotorooter.com to connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com, and away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and Lumber Liquidators. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you're driving, texting, checking Facebook, or returning emails and we catch you, you will get a ticket. If you don't kill yourself first, it's not worth it. A message from the California Highway Patrol and the California Office of Traffic Safety.
This is Mark Flagle, announcing a special Memorial Day weekend sale at Flagle's Home Furnishings. Flagle's presents America's finest and most luxurious furniture from such respected makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinrodon, Hancock & More, and Brown Jordan Outdoor Furniture. As the premier Stickley retailer on the West Coast, Flagle's is pleased to offer savings of 35 to 50% on all Stickley in-stock and special orders, including all Mission furniture. In addition, selected Baker sofas and chairs are priced at savings of 40%, also including special orders. Don't delay. With price increases coming next month, now is the time to visit Flagle's during our Memorial Day weekend sale, and you'll save hundreds of thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagle's Memorial Day weekend sale, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day. Flagle's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, at the Marketplace in San Ramon, and on the web at flagles.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you keep me.
Buddy Holly. American. What a voice he had, huh? Died in that crash. Don't even know who I'm talking about. And part of my geography of my mind, Buddy Holly's death. I don't celebrate the day, I mean, with a black ribbon or anything. Just part of American culture. It should be part of their citizenship test. Who was Buddy Holly? When did he exist? When did he die? What were his songs? I mean, that was not a bad citizen. They don't know who George Washington is. They have no idea what the Constitution is. So why not put this in? Maybe give him some popular culture instead. Or who sang Speedo? Who was Bobby Darin? Who was Bob Dylan? He's not your grandmother. Who was Bob Dylan? I mean, he looked like your grandmother today, but who was he? Did you see this crazy story? In New Jersey, caramel-colored rubbing alcohol was being sold as scotch in various restaurants. Can you believe this? I mean, I know The Sopranos was fiction. Funnels confiscated during an investigation dubbed Operation Swill, in which 29 bars and restaurants in New Jersey are accused of putting cheap booze in premium brand liquor bottles and selling it. Oh, that's a real bust. That's a real scandal. That must be Eric Holder's. Who did this investigation? The Islamists can come here with knives, guns, pressure cooker bombs, but state officials. State officials. Listen to what else they did. In another, premium liquor bottles were refilled with water. water in a liquor bottle. I was told about this when I was a kid, that this was done in most bars. I mean, this is nothing new to me. I grew up in New York. I heard every bar I ever went into, they were selling water in bottles. As part of Operation Swill, investigators collected 1,000 open bottles of vodka, gin, rum, scotch, whiskey, and tequila from the wells of the bars, said State Attorney General Jeffrey Chiesa. Oh, this alleged scheme is a dishonest ruse to increase profits and is a slap in the face of the consumer, Attorney General Chiesa said. Go, Jeffrey, go. How about the green schemes? How about the fact that General Electric pays no taxes on their $5 billion in U.S. income? How about the fact that Apple paid zero taxes or near zero taxes? How about the fact that Microsoft and Google pay almost no taxes in America, Jeffrey, to the state of New Jersey or anyone else? Would that be a scam? That is a slap in the face of the consumer. All right, go after the liquor bottles. That's all. So I got distracted. I was trying to tell you something earlier. I don't want to do politics right now. I'm a little off. I don't want it anymore. First of all, I told you this already. I was getting at something, and I got distracted because it's Memorial Day weekend. That's why. Normal people left already. Anyone with an extra buck in his pocket is gone. They took off tomorrow, and they won't be back till Wednesday. I never saw a country like this. There are more vacations than you could. Teachers stopped teaching in 1973. I've never seen someone. Every time I turn around, the Ritalin brats are running around in the mall. The teachers have another California Teachers Association experience somewhere in Honolulu. They're so corrupt, the CTA, that they're taking ads, millions of dollars of ads of the California Teachers Association to show us how good they are. They're the most corrupt organization I've ever seen in my life. They're the ones who elected this government in the state of California, made it a one-party system. They're the ones who gave themselves pensions that broke the back of the average taxpayer in California, but they're taking ads telling us how wonderful they are. And they harken back to imagery of the 1940s and 50s with black and white movie photos of the great days of a California education. Hey, look, I moved here in 1974 because I had a young child. Then God blessed me with another child. And I thought I was poor. I was a graduate student. I didn't have much money. Or I was young. I wasn't whatever. Yeah, still a grad student. And I said, look, I got to send my kids to college. California had at the time perhaps the finest public education system in the country. And I used to say with pride, they can go from the first grade through graduate school or professional school in this state and have a first-rate degree at very low cost. And it was true. And both of them worked out really great in this country, in the state. But look what's happened to California in such a short time. Why? Do you want to know what happened? Two elements. One, the California Teachers Association busted out the pension system, very much like the Scatino bust out in The Sopranos. That's number one. Grotesque pensions. They cut the school year down. They cut the teaching day down. They cut the number of teaching days down. And the quality of teaching, of course, is near zero right now in California. Then here's the topper. The topper were the illegal aliens who were treated better than the tax-paying citizens, and then they introduced English as a second language. That broke the system altogether. Instead of saying, you're now in America, learn English, or you're not going to learn anything, which is the way it was done when I was a kid. Now, believe me, I'm the son of an immigrant. My father had to learn English to survive. Either you learn English or you're too bad, or you'll clean toilets the rest of your life. That's all. But no, now they had to hire a whole slew of people. English is a second language. You ever hear of any such a thing in a country? So anyway, that's the beginning of the end. That's why the children here are in such a... I don't blame the children. They're no different than children in the past. I blame the California Teachers Association. I blame the one-party Democrat regime in the state of California. It's no different in the state than it is in the nation. 855-400-7282. What do you want to do now on the Savage? I got callers on politics. I can't believe that people still believe Rubio is a conservative. I don't understand you. Because Hannity tells you he's a conservative, he's a conservative? Have you no brains? Sir, have you no brains? You can't see with your own eyes what Rubio is doing? Okay, well, with friends like Rubio, you don't need Democrats. That's not bad. What would you like to talk about? And could we not do politics, please? I don't think I can take another second of it. Look, here are the stories. Holder okayed search warrant for Fox News reporter's private emails. All right. Here's a story that you won't believe altogether. I can't go into the soldier who was butchered by the Islamic murderers yesterday. Terror slays soldier ID'd as Lee Rigby, survived Afghan war only to be killed by extremists at home. Father of a two-year-old boy cut to ribbons, dismembered in the streets. And the mayor of London saying that it was not related to Islam. Even though the murderers were screaming Allah Akbar and it's in the name of Islam, the mayor said it's not in the name of Islam. Okay. It's a horrible story. Got me sick yesterday, frankly. Lee, a boy like that, cut to ribbons. I don't even want to think about it. Here's a story I do want to think about. This is a shocker, only in America. From the New York Post late in the day, fire teacher says the meaning is lost in translation after calling a student a Negro. Now, she's black herself. You're not going to believe this. A Bronx teacher says her language lesson was lost in translation when she was fired for calling a student Negro, though she claims she was simply using the Spanish word for the color black at the time, according to a new lawsuit. The non-tenured junior high instructor, Petrona Smith, 65, was booted from the bilingual PS211 in March 2012 after a seventh grader reported the alleged insult. You hear? It's like Nazi Germany now. A seventh grader can turn a teacher in for something the teacher didn't do. The teacher, who is black and a native of the West Indies, has been unemployed since her ouster. Smith's attorney said they haven't even accounted for how absurd it is for someone who's black to be using a racial slur to a student. The lawyer said, talk about context. There's a lot of things going wrong here. The woman was so dedicated to her job that she took a leave of absence to learn Spanish in South America because she loved the language so much. Smith was also accused of calling her students failures. But in court paper, she claims that second insult was also a misinterpretation. You can't call a failure? Smith had allegedly asked students who had failed the test to move to the back of the room, but says she never called them failures. Can you believe this? She added that she'd been verbally abused by her students, including being called an F, that ing monkey, a cockroach, and I won't even say the word, but it never stooped to their level. In other words, these children had insulted her to death. Listen to this. Here's the punchline. An investigation substantiated the students' undated claims based on accounts from four seventh grade witnesses, even though the student's own parents said he lied about the event. Do you know that in Nazi Germany, children could turn their parents in for not being loyal to Hitler? Did you know that in America, teachers can be fired if failing students say a teacher said something? Do you understand how the system has been imploded by liberalism? All right, you heard it all before. There's nothing new under the sun. All right, let's move on. All right, move along like a cop. Move along. You've seen it all. See, that's why I'm not doing any politics today. Because if I read you another story, you'll get saturated and sick. Saudi cleric, that's a Muslim preacher, says prohibit women from using air conditioning. A man who claims to be a Salafist Wahhabiist cleric put the word out on Twitter that women should not flip on air conditioners at home because it sends the signal to your home and that could lead to moral depravities. The cleric said turning on the cooler ventilator is prohibited for women in the absence of their husbands because the woman's act is very dangerous and may bring about immorality in the society. Oh, wait, it gets even better. Wait till your wife has to wear a burqa, and then we're told that it's not Sharia law, that we're just being tolerant and we're being inclusive. It gets even better. Cleric, Teddy, shut up. My dog is acting up. He couldn't believe it. He had an hysterical attack when I read that. In another report, in April, another Muslim cleric claiming to belong to the Salafist sect posted a YouTube video claiming that rape of non-Sunni and non-Muslim women was acceptable, according to the Quran. He said then, IBT reported, quote, it's legitimate fatwa from Muslims waging war against President Bashar Assad and trying to put in place a Sharia government to capture and have sex with Alawites and other non-Sunni, non-Muslim women. And this is who your president, this is who your government is sending weapons to people who want to put in a Sharia government in Syria. Do you have any idea what this government is doing? I hope you do, because they don't. They have no idea what they're doing. Or do they? Maybe they do. Maybe I don't know what they're doing. 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. God sees the truth but waits. Accused and alleged terror plot seeks lawyer who will use the Quran as a reference. Did you hear this one in England? Oh, no, that's in Canada. Sorry. A man charged in an alleged plot to attack a rail train says he wants to be represented by a lawyer who agrees the Quran should be used as a reference in his case. Okay. That's all. I had enough already. I can't take it anymore. Let's go on mental vacation. Let's just go on mental vacation now in the Savage Nation. Let's just do some calls that have nothing to do with this. Oh, you want to do politics? I can handle it. Whatever you want to do, I'll do. We have to relax a little bit. Everyone's on vacation but you. You're the only one in America not on vacation. So before I take my next break, and I'm not ready for it, I need some rock and roll. I want to come back with some nostalgic stories of my childhood where on Memorial Day weekend, college was out already. It was out already. College in my day was out on May 15th. Kids are home already. The Ritalin children are running around the malls. I could see the mothers are pulling their hair out, giving them coffee and cake, not knowing why they're acting up. They never read the books in the 70s that were written about hyperactivity from sugar. They feed them cocoa in the morning and a pastry and then give them a Ritalin pill. How about Frankie Valli, Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man? Or is that song illegal? Frankie Valli, Walk Like a Man. I guess that we could play Giddy Up Ding Dong by Freddie Bell. This song is outlawed in New Jersey now. See, walk like a man, my son. In those days, your father would give you a crack across the head if you didn't act like a man. That's all. Today, he goes to jail if he tries to raise a boy as a man. Gives him a skirt and a wig. Why not? All right, then he's a good father in Obama's America. He's diverse. He's tolerant. Buy your son a purse and a pair of high heels for Memorial Day weekend. Teach him how to be diverse and tolerant. Be tolerant. Be tolerant. Don't be a mean, uptight, Christian, right-wing conservative, whatever. I think I'm just going to ramble today. I'm in the mood because I think if I ramble, I'm going to get where I want to go. Thus far, I haven't gotten where I want to go yet. I'm moving. I'm moving to where I want to go. I had enough violence. I can't take the horrors. I can't take the Cleaver images. I can't take Obama scandals. I can't take the Banana Republic of Eric Holder. I can't. And I know you can't. And I told you yesterday that 99.9% of the American people don't even know about the IRS scandal. I don't care how many conservative hosts scream about it, blow a blood vessel out of their neck, bleed from the ears. 99.9% of the American people don't even know about the IRS scandal or could care less. You know what the average person thinks? You know what? If it's such a big deal, it's a crime. If it's a crime, they should be tried and go to jail. But what do I have to do with it? What do I care? What am I going to listen to it for? That's what they say about these things. See, the average, you got to understand how the average person is not you, the listener of the Savage Nation. You have to be slightly, let me put it in a nice way so don't blow my audience away. You have to be bizarre in a certain way to listen to talk radio as regularly as most of you do. You have to be obsessed with the dangers that we're in. You have to be obsessed with the corruption coming out of the most corrupt, divisive administration in 100 years. You have to be obsessed with politics. But there's only so much of it you can take. That's the other thing. If the acts of the corrupt regime reach such a level that they're criminal, what you say is you want a hearing and you want them to go to jail. All right, good luck with that. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a bit of traffic. Worst problem is still in Highway 580 leaving town. It's slow pretty much from 238 in Castro Valley over to Pleasanton. Clears up finally about Hacienda, an earlier accident there off to the side. Some more slow traffic getting through Livermore, all because of earlier accidents. Upper Deck Bay Bridge still slow. Metering lights are on. It's heavy from there over to Highway 101. Getting to the lower deck, still slow from Cesar Chavez on to the bridge itself. Southbound 280, still slow. Page Mill Road down to Magdalena. I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Determine if your loan is owned by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae by checking FreddieMac.com/MyMortgage or FannieMae.com/LoanLookup. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm a responsible homeowner. I love my home and I pay my mortgage on time. Just because I'm upside down on my home, why can't I refinance and take advantage of today's low rates?
Now you can. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding. If your mortgage is owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which we can tell you, you may be eligible to refinance your mortgage under the expanded provisions of HARP. We're doing tons of these and saving homeowners thousands, no matter how upside down you are, no equity, and no appraisal required. This is a true refinance into today's historic low rates designed to help responsible homeowners.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-4444. 800-489-6410.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
On the next morning show, you're going to help us raise $100,000 for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
Now, if that doesn't do a nostalgia trip, nothing will. And that demarks the end of politics on the Savage Nation for this hour. Because I'm about to launch into one of my nostalgic childhood stories or adolescent stories or young man stories all aboard. You know what I was looking for? A Catskill Mountain story. Because when I was young, I had to work my way through college. Boo-hoo. I didn't mind. It was fun. And what I was a busboy, then I was a waiter, and I was a lifeguard in a thing called the Catskill Mountain Hotel. some of the greatest years of my life, looking back. We worked 15, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. No one complained. We made the money we needed to go to college, whatever you wanted to do with it. You worked 10 weeks. If you could put away, I forget how much money you made, but if you could put away enough money for the year in those 10 weeks, you had a good summer. And then you went right to school. That's how it was done in my day. So, I mean, amongst the kids who, you know, had to work. We didn't go to private schools, most of us. We went to city schools, which were very good and very, very demanding because they were based on the 100 great books, the University of Chicago, a curriculum at that time. And I remember Queens College had the 100 great books program or curriculum. It was amazing, really amazing learning, God. But I was trying to find a story in here that was a little more fun instead of preachy called Love by the Sewer Plant. I have the book that I did last Christmas called Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays that Harper's published. I love that book. I put my heart and soul into it. I still love the book. I love it. I mean, how many books can I write? How many different books should I write? Why should I write any more books? Didn't I do enough for the world? I mean, is it time for me to sit on my laurels? Well, I don't have any laurels to sit on. And I don't want to sit on laurels because they hurt. People don't realize laurels are actually quite... Laurels are not soft. I don't know why they say sitting on his laurels. But nevertheless, I'm looking through Train Tracks, and I can't find the story, Love by the Sewer Plant. I don't know why, but I'm thinking about, like, the first love kind of thing in my life. You know, sex, really, when I was a kid, and what it was like and what the world was like at that time, how it was so amazing, how you thought the future was going to hold forever magical moments like that for the rest of your life. You thought the world was before you, life was before you, and you'd have one great experience in life after another. You'd go from one great experience to another, whether it be love or whether it be friendship or whether it be trips or whether it would be a job or whatever, friends. You have no idea what's waiting for you. You have no idea what's waiting for you. And then one day you wake up and a criminal regime takes over your country. They hate everything that you grew up with. They hate you. They attack everything you do. They stand for everything that's anti-American, everything you thought that would be isn't. And you ask yourself, how did this happen? And I don't have an answer for you. It's a long, slow decline. I'll be back for more depressing news and more pessimism right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the... And here he is, Michael Savage.
Good story. That's a good story. Somewhere beyond the sea. Somewhere waiting for
it's summertime. Lighten up. It's Memorial Day weekend. Normal people are tuned out. They don't care. Banana Republics. What do they care? They got a hot dog on the grill this weekend. They can swill some booze. What do they care about what Obama's doing? That's why he gets away with it. What do they care? So Eric Holder became the equivalent of a dictator, a petty dictator in Colombia or Argentina. What do they care? As long as it doesn't affect them. That's all. They figure the two-party system will take care of it. If the guy broke a law, they'll find out, they'll prove it and put him in jail. But why should they worry about it? Think of the average man. Does he have time to sit there and go through every paragraph and every... You know what I'm saying? So what if a London soldier was beheaded by a machete-wielding attacker screaming Allahu Akbar? Why should you worry about a thing like that? It shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't. Just because some of our congressmen would like to see Sharia law in the high schools... That shouldn't bother you at all. The important thing is to have a good time, just to feel good on a daily basis. Isn't it? Well, anyway, so I don't know if I want to do this horror stuff anymore. I'd rather, I don't know, have nostalgia or whatever. You know, I haven't taken one call yet today. Could you believe this? Can you believe this? I have not taken a single call. Where are all the college grads going for the summer? What is the new cool country to go to? When I went to Europe as a college kid, it was France. We went to France because we thought the girls were wild. I mean, that's what we went for. What do you think guys are looking for any time in history or in any village, any primitive village? They put a flower in the ear. What are they looking for? There's nothing changes. What is the new cool country to go to? Could it be Ohio? I mean, is that where they're going to go this summer to go visit the old coal mines that are closed up? Maybe they could visit the Amish in Pennsylvania and see the poor Amish farmer who was put away for 16 years for cutting off someone's hair. Where are the youngsters going? Anyone under the age of 79 listening to the show right now? I actually trend toward a younger demo. Trending now, I love it. Trending now. I'm supposed to care what's trending. I love the news sites. Trending now. Jody Arias' hairstyle is trending now. Oh, well, I should be talking about Jody Arias' hairstyle. Nope. It's a long weekend coming up. Remember, I want a long sentence. This is going to be a three-dayer. I don't know what, there's no sense to life in a way. I live to work. I live to do radio. And the 5 days are like climbing up a mountain every day. And then, you know, the myth of Sisyphus, you get up to the top of the mountain, only you slide over the other side, and then you have to push the stone back up the hill the next day. And then you're doing it for what? Well, today's Monday. Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's cool. It's Thursday. Or Friday, great. The best of, that's easy. So I can get to Saturday. Great. And what's Saturday? Emptiness. Emptiness. Saturday, Sunday, Monday now. Emptiness. Everyone's away somewhere. Because you start to become very work-oriented at a certain point in your life, like at age 5, if you're me. And work becomes your outlet. Work becomes your pleasure, to be honest with you. Or, as Rodin the sculptor wrote, work is the only salvation. That, to me, it always has been. Whenever I get in trouble mentally, work is the only salvation. I learned a long time ago. Let me give you some advice if you're perplexed. Here's a guide for the perplexed out there. Throw away your pills. Throw away your crutches. Throw away your therapist. Here's what you need. You need to work harder, number one. And you have to understand that the only salvation is working harder. And here's the big one. They tell you, don't worry so much. Take the pill. Don't worry so much. Go on vacation. Don't worry so much. Go get a hairdo. Wrong. The answer to worry is to worry more, to think more. In other words, what I'm saying is, maybe, oh, I'm worrying myself to death. Do you know that thinking doesn't hurt you? Worrying doesn't even hurt you, because worry, the difference between worrying and thinking is often confused in America today. Most Americans think that if they think, they're worrying, and they don't want to be caught dead thinking, because someone's liable to think something's wrong with them. That's why I'm saying, if you have a problem, think it through, and think again, and think again. Think and think and think, and if that doesn't work, pick up a pen and start writing a journal. Don't even use a computer. Try to see if you can still write anything by hand. I found over the years that a pen on paper, the actual doing of the pen on paper, is an act. It's a physical act. It relieves a lot of tension. But why do you care what I have to say? I don't know anything. After all these years, all these 28 books, PhD, radio stardom, broadcaster stardom, what can I know? Listen to Tom Brokaw. You know, every night I turn on these channels at night. I'm just rapping right now. I'm just going to do a rap. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm just talking like we're in a bar. Make believe not a bar, like a coffee shop. And it's Michael's Coffee Shop. And I'm the guy behind the counter, and I'm boring you to death. But you come in to listen to it anyway. Like most of the restaurant owners of the older periods that I used to go to, I go there for the owners. Boy, they're horrible. Bumptious. They don't shut up. Hey, how you doing? Who wants to hear the guy? And on the other hand, yet you go there only because of them, the patron, even though the food's marginal. But you go there in a strange way. It's like a love-hate. It's a plus-minus. You cringe when he comes over to you. And yet if he doesn't come over to you, you're insulted. That he didn't say, isn't it a strange thing how human beings are? You go into these, like an Italian restaurant, right? Hey, how you doing? You know, the big personality. And you all want it. It's like a throwback. It's like being in someone's house. Well, that's what talk radio should be. This is my house. This is my coffee shop. And although you can't stand me, you can't wait for me to talk for whatever reason. That explains the success, the big numbers, whatever. And it's been the same way forever. It's always been the same way. He's loud. He's obnoxious. But I can't stop listening to him. I don't like his style. I don't like his vernacular. I don't like it gets guttural. I don't like this. I don't like that. So why are you listening? I have no idea. But they listen. They don't know why. You could listen to NPR. This is NPR. We'll play Vivaldi music, and it's high class. They feed you liberal pap, okay? Go ahead. Go listen to NPR, the liberal pap, with Vivaldi music and think you're intellectual. I'm the intellectual. I'm the rebel. I'm everything Hollywood pretends to be and isn't. I'm everything the movie stars act at but aren't. I'm it. I'm a true American. This is Michael Savage, the original. The original. And don't confuse me with knockoffs either, please. I'm the original soda. I'm like an energy drink in talk radio compared to people who are low-cal sodas. No, I'm like an energy drink compared to low-cal sodas in talk radio. I know the difference. I mean, they're all in a can. They all look about the same. They have the same colors. But believe me, the difference is in the sampling of it. So where was I when I got so rudely interrupted? A, I stood up in my new home studio and smashed my head into the chandelier. Just now, I'm a little dizzy. I swear to God, that's what just... Neil, I told you to move the lamp. We rearranged my home studio. I put a credenza in on the back wall, and I didn't move... Then I moved the desk forward, and the chandelier was where my desk used to be, and now the chair is right underneath this glass chandelier. It's got like a spike hanging down on the bottom of it. It drilled right into my cranium. My, is there a radical Muslim electrician who did this to me? An Islamist electrician couldn't have done a better job of installing a chandelier the way this one is hanging over my head. So as I was saying to you, what was I saying to you? I'm not doing politics right now. I did this, no England anymore. We talked about London as a sad sack city. The nation's finished. The liberals have destroyed it. They're hollowing out America. I don't know how much longer we can all take it. And it really, by the way, when you look at it, if you were an Islamist, you know they're very close to taking over the whole world? You say, oh, no, we're beating them back. No, they're not. They're winning. Because, you see, it doesn't take a lot of them. They know that. And they also have a system going back 1,000 years of winning by 1,000 slashes. You don't have to kill your opponent with one deathly blow. No, you can kill your opponent by slashing him 1,000 times till he slowly bleeds to death. Now, add up how many Islamist attacks there have been on America. Not 1,000, but maybe after 500, we will have bled to death and give up. That's what they're thinking. They've been at war with the West for over 1,000 years. It didn't start in 1983. No, it started 1,000 years ago. Anyone who's not a Muslim to them is a subhuman who needs to be killed or converted. But unless you understand that, you have no chance of defending yourself. But you're not going to understand it because to say it unto itself is considered illegal in America, even though it's true. So what can I do about it? I mean, there's a course of human events and a course of human history. But if you were them, you would say that in the long run, it may not be in their generation, they're going to win. They're going to win because there's almost no way to stop people who are murderers if you're not going to fight an eye for an eye. If you're not going to take them on with an eye for an eye, you're going to lose. And if they're willing to die for their cause, we have boys who are willing to die for America, and what happens to them? They're court-martialed if they do their job. It's been going on since Bush turned on the troops. How many boys in the U.S. Marines were castigated for doing their job in a firefight? How many of them went to prison or are still rotting in prison? Too many. And it started under Bush, not under Obama. The Army turned on the men. The Marines turned on the men. Every service branch turned on their men who actually did their job a little too well. And so what kind of country is this that does that to the soldier class? The cells, the fighting cells, the defense cells that are willing to get up and defend the nation and then are attacked for defending the nation? It's like the police. Let me go back to the police. They go and they shoot a vile individual. And the police now are called before a police review board after every shooting. So the cop has to hesitate before using his gun. In every case, he has to hesitate. The murderer doesn't hesitate. The police killer doesn't hesitate. The situation is so perverse that I don't know who will become a soldier or a policeman in 10 years. Who would take such a job? Who would take such a job knowing what the odds are against them? And unless there's a sea change in this society of ours, and I don't see it coming, not with the crop of false conservatives in the Republican Party, I don't see a great future for this country. I don't see freedom ahead. You have the most corrupt regime in 100 years. It turns out today Eric Holder was behind spying on a Fox News reporter. Shouldn't matter whether it's Fox News. But he issued the investigation illegally, unconstitutionally. He did what was done to journalists in banana republics, in third world dictatorships. If it was a Republican who did that to a liberal reporter, the attorney general, they'd be screaming from top to bottom. You wouldn't hear the end of it. I wouldn't care whether it was Memorial Day or Shmemorial Day. They would not stop. Every blog, every twit would be about John Mitchell has to go. John Mitchell has to go. Why? He was a white man and a conservative. But Eric Holder doesn't have to go because he's not a white man and he's not a conservative. Isn't that the thinking of the illegitimate? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
9 ancient omens, 1 hidden biblical prophecy, all revealing themselves through catastrophic events in America's past and present. Sounds like a plot for a movie, but really, it's a sign of the end. Get ready for Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Harbinger, a prophetic message given to a man in the form of 9 seals, each unveiling a mystery about America's future. The Harbinger, where prophecy meets reality. Available where fine books are sold.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
On the next morning show, you're going to help us raise $100,000 for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
A Woody. Imagine a Woody. It has a different connotation today. Say, I got a Woody. You get arrested for it. He's running for the mayor now in New York. Hey, that would be a quite a campaign stunt for Anthony Weiner to drive around in a Woody. I'm sorry. Come on, I couldn't resist. That guy is so crazy. You talk about deranged. How could a guy have the... Let's start with deranged. You have a shame like that of exhibiting yourself, right? Showing yourself, whatever. You get thrown out of car. Now you're running for the mayorship? I guess he figures if Bloomberg can get away with it, he can too. I don't know. Bloomberg with that mad face with the cabbie. Did you see that story? I'm going back to this story. Caramel-colored rubbing alcohol sold as scotch in New Jersey. Sold as a premium scotch. And other liquor bottles were filled with water. So how could they do this? So the blog is right. If you didn't notice that your scotch was replaced by rubbing alcohol and food coloring, you shouldn't be drinking the scotch. No one knows what they're drinking in those bars. And if they do, they're ashamed. They're afraid the bartender will scowl at them, the guy with the tattoos. What'd you say? Get out of here. So anyway, so just ask David, the board operator, what is this about? He said, look. He said when he was a kid working in a movie theater, the concessionaire would go around and pick up empty popcorn bags off the floor and refill them with popcorn. I said, well, how'd that work? He said, because they counted the bags that they had to account for the money, not the popcorn. He says, the same here. So you have to account for the empty bottles. So let's say they sold 30 shots, and it's 10 bucks a shot. That bottle should have had $300 rung up, right? So now they fill it with alcohol, blah, blah, blah. And now they're counting the money and they're putting it in. Ding, bang. These guys are a good scam in New Jersey with filling it with that. They should go to work for the IRS, and they could be the new Obamacare IRS agents. They got a very good background for it. They don't need to be a lawyer. Just if they can put caramel-colored rubbing alcohol and sell it as scotch in New Jersey, I think Obama, who's hiring 3,000 new IRS agents, he should look into these bartenders. They're perfect. Jeffrey on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike, how are you? I just want to thank you for the interesting conversations you do give and the fact that you bring back a lot of memories, especially memories of growing up in Queens.
Thanks for the call. That's the death knell. Mike, before I had the hip surgery, who's coughing in the studio? Is that my dog? There's like an old man coughing in the back. Every minute, ugh, ugh. Sounds like, who's in the studio coughing to death in the back? Wait, my dog's choking. Call a veterinarian. If it's a person, please go outside and cough in a handkerchief. I never heard such coughing here in the background. Mike, I want to tell you, you sure light me up. You bring me back to my early days before the hips went out. What do you want to talk about? Hey, what was that FBI story that they shot a guy they were interviewing? He tried to lunge at them? That was really weird. Then the next 2 hours later, they said it wasn't exactly what happened. Now today it's gone from the news. Yeah, the FBI was interviewing another Muslim friend of the Tsarnaev brothers in a locked room, and before they knew it, he lunged at them with a knife. They took him in a room, and they didn't check for a knife before that? Oh, really? And he lunged at them with a knife, so they had to shoot him. I don't believe that. Because hours later, they said that's not what happened. Now it's gone from the news. Look, the news is so tricked out. Here's the New York Times the day after the terror attack where they cut a soldier up to ribbons in London. A Muslim cuts him to ribbons. Ready for this? Not one mention of the story. The headline of the New York Times, the front page, women were secretly filmed at West Point, the army says. See, they brought down the Catholic Church. Now they want to bring down the military completely. How better to do it? How better to do it? Joining race for mayor, Weiner finds few allies. Anthony DeWina was holed up in his Manhattan apartment Wednesday as reporters waited. What an exciting story that is. And he came out of the garage with Huma and a Woody. He's driving a Woody out of the back of his 254 Park Avenue South. Huma. Huma.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox on Talk 560 KSFO. The death of an American Cub sailor on the San Francisco Bay is bringing about some safety recommendations. Last night, the race director laid out some new plans. Regatta director Ian Murray developed 37 recommendations. Government agencies would be required to give journalists 5 days' notice before they issue subpoenas to a third-party company for telephone records under a bill being introduced by the California legislature. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 84th Street. Looks like we got a crash on the on-ramp there, maybe blocking a lane. Other than that, things starting to unwind a little bit, except for in San Francisco, where eastbound 80 is slow from the 101 split. Actually, northbound 101 still slow from Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. A bit sluggish on the upper deck from the island into San Francisco as well. And eastbound 580, unwinding, but still slow through Livermore, underway to Greenville, scene of an earlier accident. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
At Weatherford BMW of Berkeley, how about 0.9% financing up to 60 months on select certified pre-owned models? Whoa, 0.9 for 60 months. Check weatherfordbmw.com for details. Financing available through BMW Financial Services.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone butt call. 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Mike,
you can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Not talking about Nancy Pelosi. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. God, if she would only retire and drive a Woody in Pasadena, man, I'd sleep better at night. The horrors, the horrible dreams would end. If only one of them would retire and drive a Woody and take up surfing. Welcome back to the program. So Pelosi says that the IRS targeting of conservatives was wrong but not illegal. Well, that, she would be an expert at skating around those things. Listen to clip 10. Clip 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Clip to 10, 10.
You said it happened on his watch. It happened on the appointment of the head of the IRS who was appointed by President Bush. His length of stay extended into President Obama's stay. But I think that that points to the fact that why is this a politicized issue? Because we all are concerned about how the IRS does what it's supposed to do, but does not do it in a selective way.
What is she saying? Does anyone know what she just said? Does she know what she just said? Does she have any idea what she just said? Does anyone have any idea that we have doddering idiots running everything? Doddering fools. Obama gave a speech today about the war is over, and he wants to repeal the 2001 law that authorized the war on terror. He wants to repeal it. He claims the war is over. Did you hear this? He said Al-Qaeda is on the run. Play the Obama speech. No one can believe this. Listen. Come on, you're another one.
Today, the core of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan is on the path to defeat. Their remaining operatives spend more time thinking about their own safety than plotting against us. They did not direct the attacks in Benghazi or Boston. They've not carried out a successful attack on our homeland since 9/11. Instead, what we've seen is the emergence of various Al-Qaeda affiliates.
Okay, so he's challenging now and daring Al-Qaeda to attack us here in America. That's very smart. That's like a child in a schoolyard saying, we got you on the run, I dare you to try to attack us again. Very good. Great leadership. Just great leadership. So now he wants to repeal the AUMF's mandate. That's the Authorization for War Act. The Afghan war is coming to an end. Al-Qaeda is a shell. They haven't attacked us. So he says, unbelievable. What a country. Wow. Do you think the war is over? The war on terror is over? You mean the Boston terror attack proved that the religion of peace is actually practicing peace and teaching peace and teaching all its adherents not to cut people's heads off and use pressure cooker bombs at sporting events? You think dismembering a boy in London yesterday while screaming Allah Akbar and we're at war with you is an example of the religion of peace getting its message down to the masses? I don't. So I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, we're still at war with terrorists. The attack on the compound in Benghazi was from terrorists, Al-Qaeda terrorists. And now he wants to repeal the authorization for the use of military force? We're in a lifetime conflict with radical Islam. They've been at it for 1,000 years. It didn't begin in 1986 with the Marine barracks. It began in 1086. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. They hate Buddhists. They hate Hindus. They've been at war for 1,000 years. And it's not going to end because we have a trickster in the White House who says it's over. All right, let me take a call now. Stephen calling from Canada. Welcome to the Savage Nation. You're on the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I was in the London Police, and I've 2 points. The reason you were banned from Britain was because you did nothing wrong, but the British government just wanted to appease radical Islam by saying, we've banned this horrible American racist Nazi Jewish guy. And The reason the attacks happened in London, I don't think people realize the kind of people that are allowed to live in the UK. I know on your website you often have links to the Daily Mail. I'm not going to mention his name, but there's a Kenyan living in the UK who was given asylum, who openly admits that back in Kenya, he beheaded 400 people because they were not Christians. So,
well, wait, so is he invited to speak to Parliament from time to time by the Labour Party?
Sorry?
Has he been invited to address Parliament by the Labour Party to express his views of diversity?
But he has been...
The mass beheader? Look, I know how crazy England is. What you said about why I was banned, they used me as a scapegoat. What the Labour Party did to me is what the Nazis did to Jews in World War II. They made me the reason for all their problems. I know what they did. I know exactly what they should be eternally damned for what they did. But I'll tell you the bigger problem here, my friend, is that nobody in America came to my aid. None of the fake conservatives said one word about Michael Savage being banned in the UK. Maybe one did. Do you understand what position I'm in here? I'm all alone. But I don't sit and cry about it. It is what it is. It is what it is. When a soldier walks down the street in London now, did you hear what Cameron told him to do? To not wear their uniform in the streets of London? Can you believe that's the reaction of a vigorous government telling British soldiers don't wear a uniform in England? Can you believe this?
Well, this soldier survived tours of duty in Afghanistan to be told that he's not safe in London.
Well, maybe next they will tell the London bobby not to wear their uniform to work because it may offend criminals. I mean, this is a world upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland. If anyone understands what's going on, it's enough to make them take Prozac. Thank you for listening to The Savage Nation. I don't take Prozac. I don't want it. I don't want it. I do. You know what meditation is? Everyone thinks meditation is like sitting like a Buddha with a pair of tight shorts or something and looking at in a lotus position. That's mock meditation. You realize that any sane person has been meditating since they were a child or they wouldn't be here? What is meditation? Let me explain it to you as I understand it. Meditation is doing a mundane thing so that your more vast global mind can relax. So, for example, I tend to take care of little chores around the house. I like to fix things. Sometimes I clean things, or I manage to get the painter, or work with the painter, or the gardener, pick this up, pick the hose. Why do I do it? Say, well, you have all the money you need. Why don't you hire people to do it? Well, I have people to do it, but I like to do certain things myself. Why? It's a meditation. If I watch junk television at night, which I do, I admit it, I've told you that. I love to watch movies. I love to watch military history in particular. I like to watch a show on one of the bigger cable channels called Mobsters. How many times? I've seen it 1,000 times. It brings me back to an America that I actually loved. Even the mobsters were more appealing than they are today. You could trust them. They wouldn't hurt a family. The mobsters in those days wouldn't kill a wife. They wouldn't kill a child. They wouldn't blow up a... You know what I'm saying? Now it's like Psycholand. Psycholand, they kill the wife, the children. So that's meditation for me. Yes, I'm watching television. It's a form of meditation. It completely relaxes my mind. So my mind, which is on global things with the radio show or in a book that I'm working on, relaxes completely. In other words, I go into a veg state. That's what meditation is. You don't have to go to a studio and sit around with a bunch of exhibitionists who wear tight pants to make you look at their behinds. That's one form of meditation. But how can you meditate if you're looking at someone in front of you wearing a pair of tights? What kind of meditation is that? So you could, any form, anything that gets your mind off the big problems is a form of meditation. Would you agree with me? In other words, you don't need a uniform. You don't need a course from some charlatan on how to meditate. Listening to my show is meditation for many of you because I'm relaxing you. I suffer for your sins. I put myself on the cross every day. I crucify myself every day with the pain of the world so that you can relax and say, I feel better. At least someone's suffering over it. how do I go on? You see, this is another thing that you should know since I'm not doing politics today. Not very many politics. I'm giving you the wisdom, the wit and wisdom of my many decades on the earth. Because I'm thinking about it now. I've reached a point where I actually can tell you certain things that I think have validity. I'm not 30 years old. I'm not 40. So I have a certain views of the world that have validity, I would believe, right? So what I'm saying is there are many things you can do to relax. You don't have to take a pill. You don't have to have a drink. You don't have to smoke marijuana. You don't have to go to a meditation studio. You don't have to ask a guru. What do you do to turn your mind off? How do you relax your mind? Some people read novels, for example. I took up writing novels. I started as a poet. You don't know this. You don't want to hear it. Oh, yeah, big deal. Everyone's a poet. Well, I understand I'm not an ethnic minority who has no education whatsoever, who writes anti-American screeds and gets invited to Harvard. But I wrote poetry when I was 16, 17, 18. I read it in Greenwich Village. I did things like that. I really was so heavily into the whole literary world. No one knew me. No one knew me at all, but you know the phrase, and you can count on this. You'll say he's lying. He's making it up. I'm going to tell you right now. Back in 1967, you know the phrase, the enemy is us, that appeared in a cartoon? It was my phrase. I created it in the East Village. It was picked up and put into the cartoon by, I think, Charlie Brown, whatever. No one ever credited me for it. Many things that are said in this society are not credited to Michael Savage, but I've influenced society in small ways, and I know that. And it's very satisfying to me, and it doesn't matter whether the world knows it. For example, in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, I called the journalists of our time stenographers. How many talk show hosts have started to call them stenographers? A few. I don't mind. They don't have to say I wrote it or I said it. I wrote it, and I said it. There are many things like that. So there are things I know, and there are things I do, right? So therefore, what I'm getting at is there are many ways to handle the corruption of our times, other than eating your guts out and other than listening every minute, every second, every minute, every second, Obama this, Obama that, Obama this. He is that. He is that. He is as bad as everyone says. He's as bad and even worse than his critics make him out to be. I've tried to analyze whether he really is being, I've thought about this 100 times. I said, let me just take the other side's point of view. Is all of this criticism of Obama because he's black? Let's start with that one. Is all of this criticism of Obama because he's a liberal? Let's take that one. Is it all racism? It's not. Look at what the man is doing. And look at his own words and look at his background and look at what he intended to do and look at what he is doing. The man said he wants to be a transformational president. Well, let me tell you, my friends, America didn't need transformation. It was doing real well without him. And there was another man who came along who wanted to be a transformational leader. And look where that led. His name was Adolf Hitler. Look back on history. He said that he wanted to be a transformational president, a leader of Germany. And boy, did he transform Germany. And look at what your leadership is doing in this country. Take a look at what they're doing. Why is Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, allowed to hoard 2 billion bullets? Hollow point bullets that are banned by international law in war. Why is she allowed to do that without being called before Congress? And why do they say nothing? You answer the question. I can't answer it. Right? So I've looked far and wide for answers on many things, and I'm going to read you a Buddhist teaching, and it's about leadership, right? Teaching of Buddha. And I'm not a Buddhist at all. But one of them for the teaching of Buddha is a practical guide. It says, the duty of a ruler is to protect his people. How's that for a starter, Mr. Obama? The duty of a ruler is to protect his people. Well, do you think he's protecting his people? Investigating his political enemies? The Buddha, the teachings of Buddha go on, and they say, he is the parent of his people, and he protects them by his laws. Oh, really? So when Obama uses drones to kill, or when Obama sicks his madmen onto political operatives who he doesn't agree with, or reporters even, we start to wonder what kind of parent he might be. The Buddhist teaching goes on like this. It says, he must raise his people like parents raise their children, giving a dry cloth to replace a wet one without waiting for the child to cry. In like manner, the ruler must remove suffering and bestow happiness without waiting for people to complain. Indeed, his ruling is not perfect until his people abide in peace. They are his country's treasure. I love that one. The people are a nation's treasure. You hear what I'm saying to you? We are the treasure of America. You and I are the treasure of America. Not the senators and the congressmen, not the media, not the president, not the attorney general. We are the treasure of America. And in the teachings of Buddha, it goes on. Quote, therefore, a wise ruler is always thinking of his people and does not forget them even for a moment. Wouldn't you like to believe that? Wouldn't you like to wake up or go to sleep knowing that your wise rulers are always thinking of you and don't forget you for a moment other than to deceive you and to fleece you? In Buddhism, it goes on. It says, he thinks of their hardships and plans for their prosperity. To rule wisely, he must be advised about everything, about water, about drought, about storms, about rain. He must know about crops, the chances for a good harvest, people's comforts and their sorrows. To be in a position to rightly award, punish, or praise, he must be thoroughly informed as to the guilt of bad men and the merits of good men. You think Obama knows about the guilt of bad men and the merits of good men when he's surrounded by men who can commit evils and he doesn't punish them? Instead, he hides them. Instead, he punishes good men. I think you get the picture. And that's why I read various religious teachings and speak about them on the Savage Nation. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the pointy end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Wear Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-Year Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-286-5273.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-286-5273, 800-286-5273.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year tax return? The IRS is out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use any means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your money, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now at 1-800-597-4977 for free info. You can legally get your tax debt under control and, in many cases, get the breathing room you need. Garnish wages, property seizures, bank levies can stop immediately, but you have to call. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can get your tax debt under control. Call today for free info. 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. 1-800-597-4977.
On the next morning show, you're going to help us raise $100,000 for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. The lead story today on the Debka file out of Israel is headlined as such. In London, as in Boston, terrorist killers were known to security services. The two Islamist terrorists who hacked a British soldier to death on a London street Wednesday, chanting Allahu Akbar, were born in Britain of Nigerian descent and known to British security authorities. Motivated by revenge from Muslim deaths in Afghanistan, they selected as their victim a soldier from the Woolwich Barracks who had served there. One of the terrorists was identified as Michael Adebolaju, a convert to Islam and self-styled Muslim preacher from a street stand, from which he handed out leaflets condemning the British government and troops fighting in Muslim lands. His stand was located in the London suburb of Woolwich, not far from the Royal Artillery Barracks, near which he committed his savage murder. His crime was long planned. He spent time watching the soldiers coming and going around the barracks. He may even have singled out his victim from a chance acquaintance. Thursday, the day after the murder, British anti-terrorist operatives carried out searches at various London addresses, which the terrorist had used as a student at Greenwich University. Sound familiar? Student? The British authorities have made no statements, blah, blah, blah. As in the case of the Boston Marathon bombing, the relevant information began seeping out by chance much later. The extreme savagery of the killing in broad daylight on a busy London street, culminating in a beheading, recalled the fate of Western hostages at the hands of Al-Qaeda's Iraq commander Musab al-Zarqawi in the years between 04 and 06. His custom of beheading victims became a hallmark of Al-Qaeda savagery. What also stands out about this episode is that the jihadis did not run away, but waved their blood-stained hands in the faces of horrified passerby, boasting, "We swear by Almighty Allah we will never stop fighting you. The only reason we have done this is because Muslims are dying every day." The British government, well, you get the picture. You get the picture, huh? Now, it took the police 20 minutes to arrive. And the police arrived because they had no gun, didn't want to show up because they had no guns. I don't blame them. They finally sent out London police, the few who have guns, who are marksmen, and then the two Muslim murderers ran towards them brandishing knives and a firearm. The police shot them like the animals they are, but they're not dead. They were taken to separate hospitals and placed under heavy guard in case of attempts to rescue them. The mayor of London says it is not a terrorist event. It's just a deranged killer. Very much like the U.S. Army still calls the Fort Hood massacre workplace violence. This is an example of the retrovirus of liberalism and its infection of the body politic. I've tried to tell you this for at least 20 years, close to 20 years. March 21st, 2014, I will be 20 years, God willing, on the radio. 20 years on the radio. I've been a champion for America's borders, language, and culture from the day I began. And guess what? It's gotten worse, not better. In the beginning, I thought there'd be a change for the better. I thought we had a chance to turn the country around. I thought there'd be a conservative revolution. I thought that the country would be clean again. I thought that we would close our border. I thought that we would kick out all of the criminals. Nope. The opposite is true. We now have an administration, or shall I say a rogue regime, that is in favor of everything that we have worked for in reverse. It's only going to get a lot worse before it gets better. That's why I say, learn to meditate. Don't hate, meditate.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today is Thursday, May 23rd, 2013. What stands between us and what happened in London? Guns, guns, and guns. That's my number one story today. You hear? In London, as in Boston, the Muslim killers were known to security services who were simply watching them. They knew they were ticking sticks of dynamite, but because of liberal laws, they couldn't arrest them. They had to wait until they butchered a soldier in the street. It's the religion of pieces for sure. Saudi cleric just published an article saying women should be prohibited from using air conditioning because if they're home with air conditioning, that could lead to moral depravities. Really? In April, another Muslim cleric claiming to belong to the Salafist sect posted a YouTube video claiming rape of non-Sunni and non-Muslim women was acceptable, according to the Quran. He said, according to the IBT News Service, quote, it's a legitimate fatwa for Muslims waging war against Syrian President Assad and trying to put in place a Sharia government to capture and have sex with Alawites and other non-Sunni, non-Muslim women, close quote. No comments from the UN or Barack Obama, nor Human Rights Watch, nor any of the other anti-Zionist groups on earth. No, there's no England anymore. Here are the other stories of the day on MichaelSavage.com. Boy Scouts approve plan to accept openly gay members. Yeah, okay. Jodi Arias trial. What happened? They declared a mistrial in the penalty phase. Looks like she's getting away with the death penalty. Wonderful society we live in. Can you believe it? 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. What else made it to the news? Well, you can't believe the rest of it. Do you agree with what I said yesterday, that guns are all that stand between us and the anarchy of public beheadings by Muslims like we saw in London? Question, should we stop or limit immigration from predominantly Muslim countries for the foreseeable future? Good luck. Do you believe Obama's right when he says the war on terror is over? Over? You mean he didn't know about Boston? He didn't hear about the pressure cooker? And here's the shocker of the day. It was none other than Eric Holder. That's right, our Justice Department chief who okayed the illegal, unconstitutional seizure of a reporter's emails. That's right, he was the one, not an underling. He should not only be fired, he should go to prison for this. And this is a big story. This is not a related story to Eric Holder, but here's another story, not related at all. Cockroaches have evolved to avoid poison in just 5 years. Just think, this administration's been in power for six. And have they evolved to avoid poison? It looks like it. 855-407-282. Oh, by the way, on MichaelSavage.com, my ratings are in, all those Savage haters. I've got very bad news for you. I think that rumors of my demise are premature. In fact, my new stations, Savage is always bold and always winning. New York, WABC, up 9%. San Francisco, KSFO, up 63%. Dallas, KLIF, up 67%. Washington, WMAL, up 180%. Detroit, WJR, up 214%. We're talking about Michael Savage's ratings. So all you Savage haters, go home, take a Prozac. Las Vegas, up 200%. Savage is up 300% on KCMO in Kansas City. Savage is up 200% in Providence, WPRV. Savage is up 200% on West Palm Beach, WFTL. Savage is up 300% on Memphis, WKIM. Why? Because I'm a champion for America's borders, language, and culture. You know what I'm saying? You get it? The people are not that stupid. They don't all like listening to lawyers telling about the Constitution and about the IRS. Somebody's turning into the show. There's a real America out there that has had enough of the government anarchy and the government statist press. I hear my words being used by other hosts every day. I don't care that I don't get credit. I first called the so-called reporters or journalists stenographers months and months ago. Do you remember? In fact, it was in Trickle Down Tyranny that I first wrote about them calling them stenographers. Do you remember? No one had used that word. Well, today they're all using the word stenographers. So it's good that my ideas are spreading, and it's good that people are quoting me without even knowing they're quoting me. That's very good. So someone I know who's very successful, young man, said to me, I heard your monologue on what stands between us and what happened in London is guns. And he said, I can't take the pain, he said. He said, your logic is so accurate. Your logic is so straight and so true. Yet the Western leaders are so weak and so twisted, who distort the danger we all face from radical Islam. He said, I don't know if I can take it anymore. So I sent him the following. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise, and it goes on from there. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son, Rudyard Kipling. This poem, I said, kept me going for many, many dark years of my life, and I sent it to him. And I recommend it to anyone who has a child. Read If to them. Give them a copy of If by Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling was a fabulous English poet. He was very popular in Victorian England, and then he fell out of favor because the liberal establishment decided he was a, quote, reactionary. In other words, he was too much of a patriot. He was too much of a patriot. He was too much of a nationalist. And, of course, you know what happened to England as a result of the anti-nationalism and the anti-patriotism. Right now in London, the mayor, the red mayor, is saying don't blame Islam for the attack. Okay. Even though they screamed Allahu Akbar. Boris Johnson, the commie, the red communist, said Islam is not the reason that they attacked. Even though they said Islam is the reason, he said it's not the reason. The murderers said it was the reason, but this moron said it wasn't. It's unbelievable to me. I won't blame Islam. No, I won't blame Islam. I'll blame British policy. I'll blame American policy for the Marathon bombing. Yep, I love the impersonation that Cameron did of Churchill. But they've already given up the ability to defend themselves. Their white blood cells have been neutralized in England. Yep. Oh, yeah, just a small group of lone wolves, extremists. Really? Well, if it's such a minority in the Muslim community, then how come these events keep occurring? Boston, trains in Canada, planes, trains, boats. How is that possible? And by the way, don't blame Hitler for the Holocaust while you're at it. It was just a rogue Nazi. Wasn't the German people. It was just Hitler. He was a rogue German. It's unbelievable to me. That's the mayor of England. Can you believe this? And by the way, Sweden is on fire from the religion of pieces. The practitioners of the religion of pieces in Sweden, which gave them a home, the tolerant Vikings, well, I should say the tolerant descendants of Vikings, the super tolerant descendants of Vikings, are no longer able to defend their own country. I don't know, what are they on, Prozac in Sweden? What are they on? Aquavit? What do they drink over there? And here in America, the Boy Scouts have okayed gay youths. Gay youths, but that's not enough for the gay establishment. The Boy Scouts still ban gay adults from serving as troop leaders. Isn't that something? How do you like that? Never would have guessed. You know, sometimes I have a dream, I have an imaginary dream. I look forward in the future, 10 years, 20 years. And I say, by some miracle, if by some miracle a Churchillian American arises and saves the country from the pestilence, the virus of liberalism that has infected the body politic and almost destroyed us, if at the last minute an honest, strong man appears and saves us, who could it be? There's a couple of candidates out there. Alan West would be one of my candidates. There are a few others. And they undo the damage done by the communist, corrupt regime that we have now. And we look back when we have a strong America, a clean America, a sane America. And they look back to the year 2000 through 2013, or the years 1990 to 2020 or whatever it is, and you tell them what was going on in this country in those years, you tell them what the perverts of Hollywood were producing as daily fare for the minds of America. You tell them that the most vile pornography ever known to mankind was available in every home in the United States at the click of a button, and the government not only didn't control it, but it promoted it. You tell them that the government attacked churches. You tell them that in this horrible darkness that we're living through in this time, the government worked against the people in favor of the criminals. The government worked against the police in favor of the murderers. The government prosecuted soldiers who did the job of defending America and sheltered the Islamic enemy. If you tell them these things went on, they will say it's impossible. No nation would have tolerated that. But my friends, you're living through those dark age, those dark days, which is why you're on medication, which is why you don't feel right, why you feel agitated. I can guarantee you that your heart knows what's going on, even though your mind denies it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. Unlike cable and other providers who are new to home security, ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. Plus, ADT has the most monitoring centers of any service provider, so you can be sure your service will never be interrupted. And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. You pay just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer today. Call 1-800-374-5709. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, FLEC 1300-3427, EC 1300-3401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Why choose anyone but the nation's home security leader to protect your home? Call now, 1-800-374-5709. That's 1-800-374-5709.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4,
oh no, I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Valid on owner-occupied $417,000 loan amount at 80% LTV with inbounds. Advertised rate is 120 monthly payments of $9.49 per thousand. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms may change without notice. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS number 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you paying more than 2.625% fixed on your mortgage? If you are, then this message is for you. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding, and our goal is simple. We want to save you money. Right now, New American Funding, get a 2.625% 10-year fixed rate mortgage. Since we are the decision maker, we can offer you a legit 2.625 fixed rate and APR. 0 points, zero fees, zero closing cost loan for a purchase or refinance. These rates are not going to last. Call now, keep your monthly payments low, and own your home free and clear in as little as 10 years.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
On the next morning show, you're going to help us raise $100,000 for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
In a South London street, a man with bloodied hands carrying a knife and machete approaches a camera and tries to justify what has just happened.
I apologize that women had to witness this today, but in our land, our women have to see the same. You people will never be safe. Remove your government. They don't care about you.
He then walks back up the road, back towards the victim of this attack who lies prone in the street, a young man believed to be a soldier.
Well, the young man was not a soldier when he was brutally attacked by the African Muslims. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What is happening now is absolute butchery and savagery. In other words, the jungle has arrived in London because of liberalism. It took the police 20 minutes to arrive as these animals were dismembering the 20-year-old soldier, who was, by the way, wearing a T-shirt and unarmed. And these Africans can be seen with blood on their hands, with bloody machetes and knives in their hands. If you want to see the picture, or if you're too squeamish, don't see the picture. Or if it shocks you because you're too liberal and don't want to see reality, or if your medication is worn down, don't look at the pictures on michaelsavage.com or the Drudge Report. It's sickening. Here's the story that was in the New York Post for a few minutes until the 20% ownership called up the owners of the Post and said, take that damn story down. UK soldier beheaded near barracks by man who praised Allah after cleaver attack. Two suspected Islamist terrorists have been shot after a soldier was brutally hacked to death in southeast London. The victim, who was wearing a T-shirt, was said to have been attacked by two men armed with knives, including a machete and a meat cleaver. One of the killers said after the incident, we swear by Almighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you. Eyewitnesses said the killers were hacking at the victim like a piece of meat. Well, anyway, you get the picture. And then the police didn't come for 20 minutes because they have no weapons in England. There's a small squad of police who do have weapons. They showed up and shot them dead like animals, like the animals they are. I'm sure right now the liberals who have disarmed the police and have flooded London with third worlders who don't belong there, largely third worlders like this who don't work, who live on welfare, who hate England, who hate the English system, who hate the English people, who live in a 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th century reality, will conduct an investigation of the police who shot the animals and perhaps call for the police to be arrested for denying the animals their human rights. This is especially galling to the broadcaster of this show, Michael Savage, me, because in 2009 I was attacked by the very same liberal establishment that is still in power, and they banned me from entering the United Kingdom, and the ban is in effect to this day. I know you don't know about it. Think about it. They permit animals like this from the worst places on earth, people who hate England, hate Christianity, hate white people, into England. They don't work. They provide nothing for the society. They're leeches, and they do not permit me to enter the country. Why? Well, the answer is liberalism is a mental disorder. I am one of the white blood cells still operating in the West. I and people like me on the Internet, on radio, occasionally in the media who speak the truth to the power of the Islamists and to the power, moreover, of the liberal establishment who seems to be encouraging them. I am the white blood cell, one of the few left circulating in the system. The rest of the white blood cells have been neutralized by the retrovirus called liberalism. And therefore, the West can no longer defend itself. So when Muslim major Nidal Hassan, in cold blood, shoots 13 dead and wounds 32, your U.S. Army calls it an act of workplace violence, and there's no rioting. There's no demand that the Secretary of the Army be fired. Nothing. Did you see this crazy story? In New Jersey, caramel-colored rubbing alcohol was being sold as scotch in various restaurants. Can you believe this? I mean, I know The Sopranos was fiction. Funnels confiscated during investigation dubbed Operation Swill, in which 29 bars and restaurants in New Jersey are accused of putting cheap booze in premium brand liquor bottles and selling it. Oh, that's a real bust. That's a real scandal. That must be Eric Holder's, who did this investigation? The Islamists can come here with knives, guns, pressure cooker bombs, but state officials. Listen to what else they did. In another, premium liquor bottles were refilled with water. Water in a liquor bottle. I was told about this when I was a kid, that this was done in most bars. I mean, this is nothing new to me. I grew up in New York. I heard every bar I ever went into, they were selling water in bottles. As part of Operation Swill, investigators collected 1,000 open bottles of vodka, gin, rum, scotch, whiskey, and tequila from the wells of the bars, said State Attorney General Jeffrey Chiesa. Oh, this alleged scheme is a dishonest ruse to increase profits and is a slap in the face of the consumer, Attorney General Chiesa said. Go, Jeffrey, go. How about the green schemes? How about the fact that General Electric pays no taxes on their $5 billion in U.S. income? How about the fact that Apple paid zero taxes or near zero taxes? How about the fact that Microsoft and Google pay almost no taxes in America, Jeffrey, to the state of New Jersey or anyone else? Would that be a scam? That is a slap in the face of the consumer. All right, go after the liquor bottles. That's all. And on that wonderful note, with no questions to ask of you, but endless scandals to discuss, which I probably won't do because there's only so much you want to listen to. And by the way, most normal people are already on vacation. They've already been on vacation since 1975. They've been on vacation since the Vietnam War was over. They've been smoking a doobie every day and saying everything is coming up roses. They love the liberal government, the sun every day and blue skies and robins on the fences and there's roses coming up on the fences. For them, there is no darkness. There is no corruption because, after all, there's a Democrat regime in power. And on top of that, there's a black man in the White House and a black man in the Attorney General's office. What could be better? How much more honesty can you ask for?
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Rescue teams are in the water of the Skagit River in Washington after the middle section of the bridge across the waterway came down. Two cars came off of Interstate 5, the Skagit River Bridge, and went into the water. The river bridge is located between Burlington and Mount Vernon, Washington, about 60 miles north of Seattle. Immigrants who are not U.S. citizens could serve as poll workers in California under one of several election-related bills that have passed the state assembly. Under the measure, as many as five non-citizens could volunteer in a precinct. Those poll workers must be legal permanent U.S. residents. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, northbound 880 Dixon Landing Road, getting reports of a stalled car there. And also Highway 84 at Blackow Road in Fremont have a crash being reported at that intersection. I'm Dave Fauch, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is Mark Flagel, announcing a special Memorial Day weekend sale at Flagel's Home Furnishings. Flagel's presents America's finest and most luxurious furniture from such respected makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinrodon, Hancock & More, and Brown Jordan Outdoor Furniture. As the premier Stickley retailer on the West Coast, Flagel's is pleased to offer savings of 35 to 50% on all Stickley in-stock and special orders, including all Mission furniture. In addition, selected Baker sofas and chairs are priced at savings of 40%, also including special orders. Don't delay. With price increases coming next month, now is the time to visit Flagel's during our Memorial Day weekend sale, and you'll save hundreds of thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagel's Memorial Day weekend sale, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, at the Marketplace in San Ramon, and on the web at flagels.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Weeknights at 6.
But if you're not going to discuss the issues, there's no reason for you to be in talk radio.
You may as well continue to do stand-up on Fox News.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Told of kings and days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore.
Now, what stands between us and what happened in London? Guns. 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 Only guns. Only guns. And this very same gang that wants to flood this country with 50 million, 30 million, 20 million, 11 million, you pick the number. Pick it out of a hat. Illegal aliens. It's all amnesty for every one of them. Also wants to take your guns away. Durbin and the rest of them want to seize your guns. Now, you know, I've been critical of police pensions in the past. You've heard me say it, something has to give, because if some of them are abusing the system, we know that. But you know something? The only thing that stands between us and these animals are the police, the armed police. They're worth every dime of every pension dollar that they get. Yes, they should crack down on the criminals who are rigging the system on their pensions, but I will tell you, the police have to face these animals. They're our wolf. They are our wolfhounds. The police are our wolfhounds. And the wolves are roaming the streets of America. Axes, knives, guns, dealing drugs to your children, trying to snatch your child off the street as she walks home from school. It's only the armed police that stand between us and these wolves. Yes, the wolfhounds are worth every penny of their pensions. You saw what happened in England when they disarmed the police, didn't you? It took them 20 minutes to show up after a boy was butchered in the street by two Islamic murderers. Two butchers screaming Allah Akbar, butchering a guy in the street. There were no police. The police didn't come for 20 minutes. And then it was police with guns trained to shoot to kill who showed up and shot the two animals and put them down like the mad dogs they were. And I can guarantee you as I stand here, the very same verminous liberals who banned Michael Savage from entering the United Kingdom will call for an investigation of the police who shot the two animals. And they will say that the police should not have shot the two animals, that the two animals were entitled to a trial, that the two animals were misunderstood, that the two animals were, let us say, oppressed minorities in a too-white England. And if only there were more animals like them, why, then perhaps they wouldn't have felt so oppressed and so threatened, and they wouldn't have taken such drastic actions with their knives and their axes. I can guarantee you as I sit here that liberalism is a mental disorder that has destroyed our defense cells, and so that anytime anyone says a word to defend us, we are the defense cells. People like me, we're the white blood cells of America. We are the white blood cells of America. We are trying to warn you. We are trying to save you from this disease. And yet on the other side, you have those who have neutralized us. Remember what's happened to me over the years. Remember, never forget what's happened to me. Many things have happened to me in my career. Just remember this. They've tried to neutralize this white blood cell and all the others who've stood up to these animals and to these crimes and to these criminal elements in our country. They've neutralized us, and yet some of us keep bouncing back. And you should salute that. Instead of hating it, you should thank us. But it comes back to you. You, the listener of this program, the Savage Nation, the cleaver images, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy, the imperiousness of Michelle Obama, the vacations, the clothing, the spitting on the people, the cleavers, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy under Obama, the gangster regime. How are you coping with the spiritual meltdown, the political meltdown of the national system? Hey, what? Spot of tea? Somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. That was one of my finest moments. It was from yesterday, but I thought it should be played today because it turns out that just as in this country with the Boston Marathon massacre by the Muslim, whatever they used, what do they call them, pots? I forget them. Pressure cookers, the Muslim pressure cooker bombers. The Tsarnov, the brothers Tsarnov, not the brothers Karamazov, who the CIA and the FBI, and they were all watching them, and they let them do it anyway. Same in England, came out today. That's right. They were watching these animals who chopped the butcher, butchered the soldier for 8 years. 8 years they were watching these animals and did nothing because of liberalism. I don't want to do politics right now. I'm a little off. I don't want it anymore. First of all, I told you this already. I was getting at something, and I got distracted because it's Memorial Day weekend. That's why. Anyone with an extra buck in his pocket is gone. I never saw a country like this. There are more vacations than you could. Teachers stopped teaching in 1973. I've never seen someone. Every time I turn around, the Ritalin brats are running around in the mall. The teachers have another California Teachers Association experience somewhere in Honolulu. They're so corrupt, the CTA, that they're taking ads, millions of dollars of ads of the California Teachers Association to show us how good they are. They're the most corrupt organization I've ever seen in my life. They're the ones who elected this government in the state of California, made it a one-party system. They're the ones who gave themselves pensions that broke the back of the average taxpayer in California, but they're taking ads telling us how wonderful they are. And they hearken back to imagery of the 1940s and 50s with black and white movie photos of the great days of a California education. Hey, look, I moved here in 1974 because I had a young child, and God blessed me with another child, and I thought I was poor. I was a graduate student. I didn't have much money, or I was young. I wasn't, whatever, yeah. Still a grad student. And I said, look, I got to send my kids to college. California had at the time perhaps the finest public education system in the country. And I used to say with pride, they can go from the first grade through graduate school or professional school in this state and have a first-rate degree at very low cost. And it was true. And both of them worked out really great in this country, in the state. But look what's happened to California in just in such a short time. Why? Do you want to know what happened? Two elements. One, the California Teachers Association busted out the pension system, very much like the Scatino bust out in The Sopranos. That's number one. Grotesque pensions. They cut the school year down. They cut the teaching day down. They cut the number of teaching days down. And the quality of teaching, of course, is near zero right now in California. Then here's the topper. The topper were the illegal aliens who were treated better than the tax-paying citizens. And then they introduced English as a second language. That broke the system altogether. Instead of saying, you're now in America, learn English, or you're not going to learn anything, which is the way it was done when I was a kid. Believe me, I'm the son of an immigrant. My father had to learn English to survive. Either you learn English or too bad, or you'll clean toilets the rest of your life. That's all. But no, now they had to hire a whole slew of people. English is a second language. You ever hear of any such a thing in a country? So anyway, that's the beginning of the end. That's why the children here are in such a... I don't blame the children. They're no different than children in the past. I blame the California Teachers Association. I blame the one-party Democrat regime in the state of California. It's no different in the state than it is in the nation. And now let's go to you, the Savage Nation listener, right now on the program. New Jersey, Paul, how are you coping with the horror, the cleaver images, the scandals, the corruption, the government anarchy, the gangsterism? How are you coping with it?
I'm going to ask this evening. I'm an immigrant. I've been here for 42 years, came here as a young boy. Never, ever had to take any kind of medication to keep myself calm, collected. It's just very depressing. It's like watching a very slow death of a nation. And
so what are you doing? Are you saying you're on medication now?
Yeah, and it's for various reasons. I've had a family business. We've had a family business that's never struggled, even through hard, tough times. And it's the first time that we're struggling to stay in business and stay afloat.
Well, would you say that it's the financial crisis you're going through or the meltdown of America, or would you say you can't even take the two separately?
Financial crisis is a function of what's happening in America. People they keep telling us that the economy is improving. It's just really just all BS.
So what medication are you on? What are you on, Prozac?
No, it's more of a common medication. I don't want to go into that specifically. But
well, does it work for you? But does this medication really work for you, Paul?
Yes, it keeps me. And also, like the other gentleman said, I try and listen to talk radio and conservative talk as to not a minimum, but not as much as I used to, because it does get you going when you start.
That's right. I understand that. That's why I have to limit my anger and my reality, because it's only so much that the people can only take so much. Thank you for the call. But I will not give you a meatball recipe in order to lighten the load. Denver, Colorado. Carol, you're next up. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. The way I cope is by praying. My family came from Italy as immigrants, and I'm thankful for the first time in my life that my parents aren't alive to see what's going on in our country. And
wow.
I feel like it's the last days. I feel like it's God's will that this country just, we turned our backs to God, and I think God's turning his back to us.
You know what I said to someone? I'm gonna actually level with you. I didn't think I should say it publicly, but at this point, what the heck do I got to lose? Obama's basically was hanging by a thread last week. Four scandals, any one of which should bring him down, right? Then the tornado hits, and the media says, thank God we've got something to saturate our newspapers with. So predictably, there they are, Anderson Cooper and the others out there with the cameras, turning the tornado into something bigger than it was. And Obama then suddenly is no longer in the headlines. The scandals are gone, correct?
Right. Okay.
And you know what I said? I said, Obama was born under a lucky star. That's how he became president. I said, but you got to understand something. Either you conclude that God is a communist and wants America to become a communist socialist nation, or, like all people born under lucky stars, one day they wake up and that star has fallen out of the sky. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I won a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day Sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, is projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
On the next morning show, you're going to help us raise $100,000 for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
WMAL in Washington. Gabrielle, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
I hear what that you just said, and you made a good point, but you got to get to the heart of it and beyond and before and after and during it being a Muslim that did that to a white, be it Christian, Catholic, or whatever. It's a hater doing that to some random person. If you ever watch these zombie movies like The Walking Dead, they say, man, that person turned. That's when somebody goes from being whatever is the normal and natural state, no matter where they're from, what their religion, what part of the Crayola box color of the Crayola box choir that they're from, that's when they change from being normal or neutral or a lover to a hater.
I agree with you, but Gabrielle, how is it that so many of these haters are appearing all of a sudden, whether it be the marathon bombers who did it because of Islam or the butchers in London? Wherever you turn, it seems to be these Islamists who are becoming the zombies. Why is that?
I feel you, though, sir, but the thing about it, it's not necessarily Islamists becoming zombies more so than it is manifest destiny and what Columbus and others did in the past that were Christians. It's just a thing with...
So wait a minute. What Columbus did in the past, he did to Muslims from Africa?
No. I'm just saying whenever anybody's violated, whenever that happens, there's a bigger issue.
All right, so you're justifying it based on acts conducted by Spanish explorers 500 years ago. So therefore, there's a justification of what was done in London? I don't think that's what you mean.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that any time something happens that's out of balance or that's hateful like that, it's rooted in hate before, during, and after that.
So tell me what happened when the Africans went at each other with machetes and 800,000 were killed, if you recall that. What was that a result of?
Everything like that is a result of hate. Love don't do that.
Well, wait a minute. When 800,000 Africans were butchered, I think it was the Tutus versus the Hutu, whatever, cutting off arms, hands, heads, children mutilated. You're not blaming that on Columbus, are you?
No, but I don't blame it on any religion either. I blame it on hate, and you do too at the end of the day. We got to stop if we're paid to do certain things. At the end of the day, your mom, your children, yourself.
I understand, but what would you have us do, not even pay any attention to this story at all?
Say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
Would you rather that we not even pay attention to this horrendous act of terrorism and look the other way?
Nah, we got to pay attention. We got to point it out, but we got to be at the heart of it and not...
All right, I hear you. And we also have to make sure we're all armed to the teeth. We also have to make sure that Janet Napolitano goes to prison for hoarding 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. There should be a congressional hearing tomorrow. The ammunition should be released to the general public. There is no justification for a government of the people, by the people, and for the people hoarding hollow point ammunition unless that government intends to use that ammunition on the people, against the people, and not for the people. Oh, I'm glad that they pulled the IRS, which before Congress, who then summarily got up and said, I refuse to answer the questions because I'm like a mafioso now, and walked out like she was God Almighty. Did you see those pictures? Would you rather not know about the government anarchy being conducted under Obama the Magnificent? But where is the hearing about Janet Napolitano in the Department of Homeland Security buying almost 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition, drying up ammunition across America? Why is that not a national story? Why is that story not of any importance to the frauds called Republicans? Well, I think you can figure it out. I think that demarks the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend for me. I think I'm through with regular program about politics now. Teddy said to me, Dad, knock it off. You need a vacation. I mean, on the air, of course. I'm on today. I'm on tomorrow. There's nowhere to go. Normal people are going away. In fact, normal people are gone already. In fact, most normal people have been on vacation since 1975. Is college out already? I think college has been over, what, since 1965? There have been no college in America since 1965. They become basically houses of ill repute and drug dens. But if I were, let's say, in my day, I think I'm going to do nostalgia now because people said they had too much already with this. Just too much with the politics. How much can you? I can't take it. Every minute, I mean, it's like being killed by 1,000 lashes with the Obama administration. They say he's not a Muslim. He's using a tactic, by the way, of ancient Islam, which is kill your enemy with 1,000 lashes. This is 1,000 slashes. Every day, another scandal. You don't know which cut to stop bleeding. Now Eric Holder, it turns out, was behind snooping on the reporter for Fox News. That's impeachable. That's jail time. You can't hide behind the Patriot Act when you do that to a reporter. If that was done in Peru or Paraguay, can you imagine what the libs would be screaming? If that was done to a reporter in Peru, you wouldn't hear the end of it, the New York Times. But because it was done to a Fox News reporter by the Attorney General, jail time, boom, instantly. But, okay, so that's why I don't want to do this anymore. So I talked to my dog today on the way. We were driving around, and Teddy said, Dad, lighten up a bit. I want you to, you know, hang around for a while. Don't blow out a vein over this because you're not going to change it. This is a pendulum swing. I believe that Obama represents the swing of the pendulum so far to the left that the pendulum may swing off the clock. But mark my words, knowing history, there will be a swing back. When it will come, don't know. How it will come, don't know. It will come. Yes, it will come. And when that, if I were a cartoonist, the pendulum would swing all the way to where it is to the left. And all of them who are swinging on that pendulum would fall off into the deep blue sea. But if I were a normal person, I was trying to say, which I'm not, I ceased being a normal person the day I started in radio. I'm not sure I was ever normal. In fact, I don't know what normal is. I always feared being a normal path. In fact, I think that normopathy is probably the most dangerous state of mind. Many people seek to be a normal person, which is very dangerous, incidentally. Normopathy can kill you faster than being quite bizarre or a little eccentric, if you want to put it that way. I've never suffered from a normopathy. I was always an odd child. And I remember going back to when I was five in the Bronx. I ran down the streets and screamed, the world is coming to an end. The world is coming. I think it's when they set off the bomb in, I don't know where, the hydrogen bomb, I think, the test. It scared the hell out of me. I was a little kid, and I saw the mushroom cloud on the front page of the Daily News, New York Post. And I was like a little prophetic kid. So I started screaming, the world is going to come down. And I ran down the street, Longfellow. And they thought I was crazy because normal kids didn't read the news. I was reading the newspaper when I was a kid. So they took me to a doctor, now that I recall it. And I don't remember what kind of doctor he was. It was a very dark, you know, distant time in America. There was not therapy of any kind. That was unheard of. The only people who went into therapy were complete, like, maniacs who threw children off roofs. They went into psychotherapy. Or rich ladies who on Fifth Avenue. No one else had psychotherapy in those days. They took me to some quack somewhere. I don't know where, Manhattan, who had one of those things on his head that you turn down and it has a hole in it. An aperture that he looks through into my eye. I have no idea what he's looking for. What was he going to find looking into the iris of my eye? What was in there? What was he looking for inside my head?
Savage.